ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be examining a very interesting question. This is actually a historical question that we want to investigate and inquire into. And it's related to something, the Lady Fatima al-Zahra, salamullah alayha. As you know, we are currently in the Ayyam Fatimiyya. These are the days in which the followers of the Ahlul Bayt, salamullah alayhim, as well as the people who are fond of them, regardless of the religious sect that they adhere to, in these days we mourn the demise and the martyrdom of that noble lady. And here at IRIB English Radio and The Key, we would like to offer our condolences to our esteemed listeners on this very sad and grave, these days. And in this connection, the question, or let's say the issue that we want to tackle today, is an event that occurred in the life of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this is an event which is called the Mubahila. Now, let me give the context of what occurred and what transpired that led up to this event occurring. It's a very significant event, and it's actually considered one of the A'yad, one of the Eids, one of the happy days of Muslims that they celebrate. The event is this, that there was a group of Christians from a place called the Najran. And these Christians would come and debate with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam regarding Islam. And the Prophet would answer their questions, and he would, conversely, he would ask them questions, which sometimes these people were not able to give significant answers to. And, you know, these debates and these inquiries went on for quite a while until, these people were utterly vanquished in their dialogue with the Prophet. And this came to a standstill. So at this time, the following verse of the Holy Quran was revealed. This verse is in Surah Ali Imran, and it is the 61st verse of this surah. It says, "Should anyone argue with you concerning him after the knowledge that has come to you, then you should say the following, come, let us call our sons and your sons, our women and your women, our souls and your souls, then let us pray earnestly and call down Allah's curse upon the liars." So the Prophet asked these people to come with the closest of, their relatives, or the ones who were most dear to them. And they were supposed to mutually invoke curse upon one another and see the person upon whom the curse would fall would be, they would say that this is the person who is false, and the people who were saved would be the people on the right path. And subsequently, the other followers of that, the other party, would have to adopt the faith and the creed of that other party. This is what was known as the Mubahila. And at the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he brought as representatives of his own Imam Ali alayhi salam, his daughter the Lady Fatima, and Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And these are considered virtues for that those noble people. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the Mubahila in light of the Quran and the Hadith. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hussein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.